Sex and happiness both enrich our lives, yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to another episode of Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. And I don't know. The last show was amazing. We had that sex game, the sacred sex game. That blew my mind, I have to say. Those people, that man is brilliant, and I was very blown away by what it is they've contributed to the world. And today we're going to contribute again some. We're going to talk about your sex and happiness from a different perspective. So I want to tell you a little bit about my guest, and then we're going to have him come on, and we're going to be speaking to him about the whole thing. So my guest today is Simon Murray. He calls himself the Love Doctor, and he's an intimacy coach and sex educator. He provides couples and singles with a safe place to openly discuss their sexual desires, fantasies, preferences, or history without judgment. He's been sharing his love and passion of living a sex-positive life by blogging and teaching a variety of workshops in Canada and around the world. So I want to welcome you to the show, Simon.
Hi, thank you, Lori. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for saying that you'd be on the show. So one of the other places that I know that you teach is in Jamaica, because that's where we met. And and now you're back in Canada, and I know you're going to take Canada by storm. But here's the thing. Let's start from the beginning a little bit. How, in fact, did you get interested in being the Love Doctor? I mean, you must have been doing something before that, and then it dawned on you that you had a gift.
Well, you're right. Over the years, I've always been, I started off with a lot of people always coming to me for advice. I think because of my honest approach, you always get the answer from me. It's not sugar-coated. I tell it as it is. And, you know, when I was younger, in my teens, I used to, I was known for dating the older lady. And so through that, I learned a lot of things that teens my age had not known about or experienced. And therefore, I would share, my experiences or knowledge with them.
Well, Simon, I didn't know that about you. Now we have to have a replay.
Brilliant.
Wow, so you found out information by dating people who are ahead of you on the sexual chain or on the maturity chain or whatever, and then you would share the information with your peers.
Well, there you go. That's exactly how it started. And from that, people would ask me questions, that things that they wanted to try or experience. And, I would then give them my take on it if I've experienced it before. If not, I would then give them advice as, maybe you need to, should talk about this with your partner, or, just give them tips and advice as to how to approach it with themselves or with their partner.
Wow. So we're not that dissimilar in this sense, because people have always been coming to me in life too, because I'm a straight shooter. And also in high school, the boys used to stand at the cafeteria, like against the wall. It was very intimidating. As girls would walk by, these boys would all the athletes would be standing by the cafeteria checking us out. But I used to go to them and ask them questions, and then I would go into the girls' locker room and I would tell.
Brilliant.
It sounds like we were similar.
yes.
So what was it? So I'm writing a memoir right now, and I have to keep asking myself, what was it that made me like this?
Yes.
So
yes.
What was it that made you like that? Like, you weren't afraid to do it. What was different about you? What was, did you receive any flack from your parents and from other people your age for being, I guess, promiscuous or at least precocious. Maybe you weren't promiscuous, but what happened? How did you give yourself permission to do this?
Well, I was always intrigued and interested. I didn't, you know, I'm a only child, so I didn't have any siblings to teach me or tell me about stuff. You know, I was born in a single parent home. So therefore, you know, I didn't really have the birds and the bees conversation with my mother. She was quite conservative in a way. So, you know, I started, you know, maturity and started to hear about things and was very curious. And being the inquisitive person that I am, I wanted to, you know, I started to learn about myself and my own sexuality by coincidence or accident, so to speak. And I liked some of the feelings and sensations that I was experiencing. And so I wanted to learn more about that and how I can better that experience. When I started to date, I started to date women that were a few years older than me. And I realized that they knew so much more than girls that I had talked to previously. And that intrigued me. So I wanted, you know, I just wanted to be that sponge and learn as much as I can. And I was like, you could do that. You could put that where, you know? And so, you know, so I was just the sponge and I just learned everything. And, you know, there was nothing better to learn than, you know, sex and intimacy. Like, it was great. It was a win-win.
Yes, I love that. I love that. And so you didn't take any flack for it. I mean, that might be the difference between females and males. Like, I took flack for it because, you know, I was labeled as promiscuous or my parents were afraid. My grandparents were afraid of when I was going to start dating, like how much trouble I was probably going to get in.
Yes.
So it sounds like you didn't catch that. It sounds like you were a free willing agent, like you didn't have to worry about that.
No, I didn't. And you know, my peers, you know, being guys, it was more like a tap on the back kind of well done kind of thing, you know,
because
they was also keen to learn and hear of these experiences. And so therefore, you know, it was encouraged, you know.
You're also a very big guy in stature, and so I don't imagine that many people would mess with you.
It's all for show.
So what was your first awakening? Like, can you tell us, like, a little bit more detail of, you know, you set out on a date, you met someone, and this happened, and you went, oh, my God. This is amazing. You know, like, can you give us a detail about that? Like, the first time you remember a surprise and it opened up a whole new door for you.
I think, you know, the biggest surprise for me was a sexual encounter with an older woman that I used to see. And, you know, while we was, having sex.
Yeah.
And I pulled out, she had squirted. And, you know, for the life of me, I thought, what's going on here? You know, so
right.
Like, I was totally confused by what's going on. I've never seen it, never experienced it, never heard about it, read it, nothing. And then, you know, all of a sudden the bed was soaked,
right. You know?
And so that was, you know, so that triggered my mind, like, okay, I want to know more about this. How did this happen? What did I do? You know, it's never happened before. You know, what did I do differently this time? You know, so,
right.
So I was a lot more intrigued. And so, you know, I wanted to know about it. Then, you know, I wanted to know the science behind it and where it came from. And, you know, so I was just very curious about that whole experience.
Right, I can imagine. I actually want to ask you something about prior to this, or when you were coming up, you were exploring, but before you called yourself a sex doctor, you must have been in some other career. I mean, I was a government contractor and I worked in corporate America. Did you have another career before this?
Yes, you know, my career as being in technology, in IT, and
oh,
so
right.
I am a closet nerd, so to speak. So, you know, that taps away on a computer for most of the day and doesn't talk to too many people. So, you know, it is definitely a night and day kind of thing, you know.
You know, it's funny. I had this talk with another computer nerd years ago, Mead Rose, who did a lot of videos of me, and also he's been a tantrika for a very long time. And he also designed my current website, which has been upgraded by some other people here and there, but he put together my latest website, which is also about to change. But we were once talking about the nerd factor.
Yes.
And sexuality. And we decided that there are many nerds who have far more potential of being great lovers because they're nerdy. Just because they pay attention to detail. Just because they want to pull everything apart and then put it back together again.
That is true. That is true.
He said, let's look at it like this. He says, you grow up as a kind of nerdy teenager and you think to yourself, let's see, should I learn football or should I learn making love?
But there you go. That is exactly how it happens.
So when you said that, I just went, yeah, okay, I got you covered now. I got the whole story of it. You have that curiosity of finding systems and pulling things apart and putting them back together and finding out, like, how really do you do that?
Yeah, exactly. And then you want to master it.
Yeah.
You don't want to do it. You want to do it and be efficient at doing it.
That's great. Well, we're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, we're going to find out exactly the things that you found out. And we're also going to find out, you know, what kind of people come to you and how you help them and so on. So that'll be where we go in our next segment. If you just tuned in, you are listening to Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers. And today I'm interviewing Simon Murray, who it goes by the Love Doctor. And Simon helps couples and individuals come in and talk about their desires and their fantasies in a very safe and non-judgmental place so that he helps people get free. So we'll be right back. We're going to find out some more about Simon. Stay tuned. Sexual. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much needed option for women. Zestra Safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life, get the best from relationships, attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Lori Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
I want to talk to you about the craziest and most inventive sex toy or sex enhancement that I've come upon in a long time. It's called Love Rider, L-U-V-R-Y-D-R. That's L-U-V-R-Y-D-R, Love Rider. So I know the couple that invented it. They never intended to invent it. They stumbled upon it. And isn't that how most things go in life? The subtitle to Love Rider is Grab the Bar and Ride Your Lover Wild. And I want to tell you that I've had multiple experiences with Love Rider. I've taken it all around the world, and I've had lovers experience it. I've given it to them overnight and told them to come back and tell me their experience with it, and every one of them comes back with a raving report. It's a harness that the person receiving puts around their shoulders, either forwards or backwards, whatever. It depends on what position you want to use the Love Rider in. And the person who's giving, the penetrator, takes the handlebar like they're riding a horse, and they lean back and they get amazing angles of penetration from using this device. It's hard to describe, but I want to encourage you to go there and look it up. Listen, my lover gave it a 5.5 stars out of 5. That's all I got to say. So go to loverider.com and look for this beautiful invention, and you can use my name if you call them, or you can use my code Butterfly Workshops, letting them know that you heard about Love Rider through me. That's loverider.com, L-U-V-R-Y-D-R.
We're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Lori Handlers, and I'm interviewing Simon Murray, the love doctor, who I met on one of my trips to hedonism in Jamaica. And we had many talks, and we had dances, and we had fun, and we taught some classes together. We'll mention hedonism maybe a little later in the show, but let's talk about how people find you, and like what they find you, and do they come to you, or do you do Skype sessions? How do you do your sessions?
So the people that contact me, they contact me through a few different ways. I have my website, and then I have social media channels on Twitter, Instagram, and also on Facebook. And I will get messages or emails or sometimes phone calls by people that pretty much just want to ask a question. So I have an open forum for people to ask a question, and I will respond privately, or I will directly to them, to their inbox, or I will make it anonymous and post it on one of my pages.
Okay. And so, but then do they book sessions with you after that?
Yes. So some people, they want more of more of a consultation. So basically they will book a virtual consultation with me via Skype. And we will have an hour or a 90-minute consultation as a one-off or on a regular occurrence.
Okay, great. And so what are the kinds of things, what would you say is the most common question that you're asked?
So the most common questions are usually sexual health questions. What is this, or should I be concerned about this? And the other kind of questions is, how do I, increase my libido? How do I, add some more spark into my relationship? You know, so these are the typical questions that I get from people.
Okay, that's great. And then how do you go to work on it? So they have, let's say they have an initial consultation with you, and you say, yeah, I can work with that and whatever. So then do you set up a series of sessions, or you set up just one session? I mean, I'm asking you this not only because I want the listeners to hear, like, what you do in a session, but I also, from my own personal knowledge, I mean, I get written to daily by, 10 people or so, and they're asking me these questions, and then they ask and they ask and they ask and they ask, and at some point I have to say, you know what? I can't chat you up and tell you the answer to all these things. You have to book a session.
Yes, for sure.
So you get the same thing? Do people try to chat you up and get all the answers by, messaging you?
Yes, for sure. So, I generally allow the first question for free kind of basis.
Yeah.
So if it's a general question, then yeah, I don't mind responding, because it's something that I might blog about and post on my site. So that's always good. But if it's something that is an ongoing thing, so it's a little bit more deeper, especially if it's something to do with a relationship or their past, their history, and they're trying to understand or figure something about themselves and their own sexuality, then that's not something that can be answered in a one question,
right.
One answer. So therefore, I would, take some time to understand who they are, a bit about their past, and, what they're looking to achieve. From that, I will then set up a few sessions and say, we could probably, it would be good for us to have 3 to 5 sessions. And then, this is what we will, this will be the goal or the objective of these 3 to 5 sessions.
So some of the questions that I know that you like to answer are things like, if somebody wrote to you and said, could I date my ex?
Yes.
What would be the thing? What would you say to that?
So that is an interesting question, and it's something that, it has come up a few times, dating ex. And, in regards to that, it's good to understand, why is this person your ex? Why did you, why did you guys part? How did you part? What was the terms that you parted on? And how long have you been separated from this person? Because, all of these questions contribute to whether it'd be a good idea for you to actually try again.
Well, some people just need a little. I know people who have divorced and then remarried.
Yes. I know a few couples that has happened as well.
So they needed to go away and grow a little bit and then come back and revisit. Like, the love didn't stop, but the growth needed to take place.
That's it. And the thing is, we are all on our own journeys. And sometimes our paths, they align. And sometimes we go our own way. And sometimes we need that time to go away so we can grow and mature and, go through the changes that we need. To happen before we are better suited for that person.
So when would you say no?
When would I say no?
Yeah, no, like, don't do it.
Well, I think, I've had a conversation a couple months ago with somebody, and one of the things is you have to this person was with someone that was an abuse, was a substance abuse user. And, and that was a difficult one just because, you kind of need to understand, where is that person? Have they gone through the necessary treatment and rehabilitation? How long have they been rehabilitated for? Because you don't want to get caught where, this person may fall into their old bad habits.
You don't want to be an enabler of that.
Exactly. And, what was the reason? Like, have they, established the reason why they first became a substance abuser? So these are things that you kind of have to ask and question. And, if this person hasn't gone for the rehabilitation and they haven't been, rehabilitated for a certain amount of years, I would say at least 2-3 years clean, I would say no, definitely,
okay.
I would...
Yeah, so that wouldn't be a gray area for you. That would be more straight up. That's probably not a good idea. Now, you also have experience with singles and at swingers clubs. Like, I mean, obviously, we both have experience at Hedonism, which we could say is a swingers resort, although not everybody at Hedonism swings.
Yes, for sure.
So what do you have, you know, what special insights do you have? I'm just asking you, like, some of the topics that I know that you have really something to say about.
Yeah, well, singles at swingers clubs, you know, it's a great place, a great environment for singles to attend.
Why do you say that?
Well, you know, because you can enjoy other singles, and you can also enjoy, be part of other people's fantasies, you know, partners or couples that are at these venues or locations. So you can actually be part of that and, you know, and also fulfill some of your own fantasies that may be harder for you as a single person to initiate by yourself.
Right. So if you couldn't, let's say you're single and you meet someone that you really like, and then you may not want to tell them your fantasies right off the bat. But if you would go somewhere where these things are sex positive and permitted, then you could you could play something out without being afraid of loss.
Yeah, exactly. So I've met single women and men that have always wanted to engage in like a threesome or an orgy kind of experience, but they may not want, they look at it as maybe it's just a one-off. They don't think they could be happy to do it with their own partner or, you know, their husband or whatever it is. And so they want to experience for themselves before they actually did it while they was committed to someone, you know?
Right. That's interesting. That's an interesting way to look at it. I can see that. Now that I know plenty of people in that world, in that lifestyle, so to speak, I don't like to call it the lifestyle because there are so many groups that call themselves in the lifestyle, and they're all different. You know, BDSM people call themselves in the lifestyle, and swingers call themselves in the lifestyle, and I'm sure Wiccan calls themselves in the lifestyle.
Yes.
So what you're saying, let's back up a little bit. You're saying that going to a swingers club or a swingers resort is a safe place to go as a single.
It is definitely a safe place. You know, it's all consensual, you know, like no means no. So you are never asked or deemed to do things that you don't want to do. You always have the upper hand in saying accepting, you know, whatever you want to do or whatever you want to explore. You can you don't have to participate at all. You could be a spectator or you can actually fully get involved. In anything you want to try.
So this goes right along with your nature. I'm just going to say, because this is how you were growing up. Like you did things that were out of the norm. You know, you dated women that were out of the norm of your group. And now what you're talking about is also out of the norm. And I totally understand what you're talking about because, you know, obviously I've been there. And not so much done that. but I love the environment. Like, I love being a single at Hedonism because I'm surrounded by an environment that I love, like a sex-positive environment. And I see things. And people that I bring, like, sometimes I bring monogamous couples to Hedonism who would never think to go outside their relationship, but the things that they're exposed to when they're at a place like this, they go back to their room and they have really hot sex.
Yes, yes. And that is true. You don't have to be a swinger or, you know, anyone that's into BDSM or any of those things to attend like a venue like Hedonism or a club, a sex club or swingers club that is titled. Like, it's all about the energy in these places. The people are very open-minded. They are very sex positive. You know, like, it's just, it's it's just a great warm environment. People are very friendly, and you can be, you know, you can just be sexy and be comfortable within your skin. You know, one of the things with like hedonism, for example, is just how the many different types of people, shapes, colors, sizes, and how comfortable people are with just being them. And there's a freeness about it, you know. There's such a freeness that, you know, people can be comfortable within their own skin, you know. And there's no, especially on the nude side, and there's no preconceived judgment, because you have no idea this person's wealth, where they come from, nothing. You take down all of these boundaries and all these borders that, you know, you may judge someone on, and you just accept them and take them for who they are. And that's the loving thing that I love about places like Edenism.
Right. You don't know, you don't see the Rolex watch. You don't know what kind of car they drove up in. You don't see all the accoutrement of wealth. And so everybody's treated the same.
Yep.
And you just get to be yourself naked.
Yep. Perfect.
Which is great. That's so right on. Yeah, I have a great hedonism story. I like to tell this, especially to women. I was sitting on the catamaran cruise by myself. Actually, the last time I saw you there, the last time we were there together,
okay.
There was a part where people were snorkeling, and I got back on the boat. And while I was sitting on the boat, there was a very chubby woman, very pretty, but chubby, probably in her 50s. And she had like her shape was like a pear. And there was a Jamaican man on that boat who was doing beads. He was stringing beads. And at some point, I watched her get up from her seat where she was sitting, go over to the guy, purchase a very large size belly belt of beads, and put it on herself, you know, butt naked, put it on herself.
Yep.
Look at her belly and decide, yep, this is the belly belt for me. And, you know, she paid him, and then she sat there waiting for the others to return to the boat, come back from snorkeling to show off her new purchase. And I thought, only at hedonism would a woman with this kind of body feel this beautiful and this likely to put on beads around her belly.
Yep.
And I thought, what a miracle. I can't live without this.
Yeah, no.
So that's like a classic hedonism story. What is your specialty?
My specialty? I have a few specialties, but the one that I'm more known for, and I've been doing workshops globally, is female ejaculation, so squirting.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
So what do you teach? I guess there's a couple ways to look at it. Do you teach people's partners how to go after that spot and make somebody be able to squirt? Or do you teach the people themselves how to do it, and so then they could do it again and again and again, or both?
Yeah, I would more do it for both. So a lot of the times we do like partner sessions where the partner would like to know how to stimulate, you know, their partner's G-spot,
right?
And make it happen. But then also it's good for a woman to actually know her body and know, you know, the capabilities of what she can actually do. And, you know, there's single ladies as well that would like to experience that for themselves, too, without the help assistance of a partner.
That's great. So that's something that you offer in terms of your services, teaching people all about female ejaculation.
Yes, yes. And, you know, it's funny. I've done some of these sessions online via Skype and talked and narrated women through, you know, the whole process of making themselves ejaculate via Skype, which is quite cool.
That's really wonderful.
Yeah.
So all the ladies out there, if you haven't learned this or you want to experience this, Simon would be a very good person for you to call and set up a time with, because women are very curious about it. If they don't naturally do it, which I was taught that all women naturally do it. That when we finish having sex and there's a wet spot in the bed, women think that the wet spot in the bed is from male ejaculation. But in fact, usually the wet spot in the bed is from women's fluids.
Yep, yep.
And women don't know that. Women think, there's a lot women don't know about their bodies.
Yeah, yeah.
Because everything happens internally. So that, yeah. You know, it's hard to look at the parts and say, oh, this is, if I touch this way, this will happen. Or if I do this, this will happen. It's just, it's like a mystery.
Yeah, exactly. A great mystery, though.
Thank you. That's
yours to discover.
So, and then you can also teach a woman's partner, male or female, how to produce that result on a woman.
Yes, yes.
Now, here's the thing I want to say. You know, there's pressure. There's always pressure to orgasm. There's pressure for multiple orgasms. There's pressure for G-spot orgasms versus clitoral orgasms. There's pressure for all these things. How do we take the pressure off and tell people that they're okay even if they don't do this?
And that is very important because a lot of, you know, when it comes to orgasms within a woman, it is very important for her to feel comfortable and at ease and not feel pressured that she must orgasm or squirt or any of these things, because that will just retract that whole and change that whole mood and feeling.
Right,
you know?
Right. Or women will fake it. They women have been faking it for years.
Yes. So it should never be the primary focus to make a woman orgasm. Yeah. So take that away from it and just make it about enjoyment and making her feel special, making her feel like the goddess, you know, that she is, you know, and giving her that moment and just channeling that focus and attention on that area, as opposed to it being channeled and focused on the orgasm itself.
Okay, that's great. So you have to be pretty selfless,
exactly.
I imagine, to do this, because if you're focused on, if your ego is focused on, I have to get to this goal.
Yep.
Then you're putting pressure on the woman, and that's not going to work.
Yeah, you don't give to receive. When it comes to lovemaking, you give to give and to pleasure. You don't give to receive.
Oh, that's so good. I'm glad you said that. We're going to take a break here, but that was a really good place to end this segment. That's wonderful. You give to give. You give for the pleasure of giving. Yay, yay, yay. Okay, well, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers. I'm talking with Simon Murray. He is the love doctor, and he's talking. He just gave us a great tip, and we're going to get a few more tips from him in the next segment before we end. We're going to find out a few other things that he's willing to share with us. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back. As a sex and happiness coach, I understand that increased sexual participation intensifies sexual responsiveness and desire, as well as overall health and well-being. My experience with the Sibian has personally increased my sexual response, and I can now train women to use this machine to have peak orgasms as often as possible. I strongly believe this will add to their health and well-being, whether they have a partner or not. The beauty and the miracle of the human body is that it adapts and changes much more rapidly than people change their beliefs or their opinions. The Sibian can make any woman's body more resilient with each peak orgasm. Sibian is an amazing experience, often described as the Lamborghini of sex toys. If you're a woman and you can get yourself to look at Sibian, you should do so. It won't take away from your partner. It will only add. Trust me on this. I love my Sibian. Go to Sibian.com. That's Sibian.com. Or call 1-800-253-6135. That's 800-253-6135. And say Laurie Handlers told you about Sibian. And by the way, if you do have a partner, ask about Venus for Men.
That's Venus, V-E-N-U-S, for men.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
Do you want to deepen your intimacy while being on the perfect vacation? I'm talking about an all-inclusive vacation with a nude beach, a prude beach, and an exceptional nightlife and plenty of entertainment. In really fun classes every day, I will take you deeper and deeper into couples sensuality, into intimacy, and enhanced communication as the week progresses. I also will offer private or semi-private sessions by appointment. I'll offer sessions in sex magic, G-spot stimulation, female ejaculation, and men's ejaculation choice. When?
October 14th to the 21st, 2017.
Where? Hedonism 2 Resort in Negril, Jamaica. For more information or to book your room, call Tom's Trips at 800-285-0853. That's 800-285-0853. Please book now. I can't wait to be with you in Jamaica.
We are back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Lori Handlers, your host. And Simon Murray is discussing with us, he just discussed coaching people on female ejaculation. And, you know, I asked the question about the pressure of it all. And, I mean, there's it's hard for Westerners to do anything but compete, even when they compete with themselves.
Yeah, for sure.
So I love when you said it's best to give just to give and not to try and get to the goal. Anything else about that? Obviously, you're teaching people to make love to each other. What else would you tell people? What would you tell the women? What would you tell the men? Is there any separate tips that you would give?
The other tips is, set the stage, so make the environment, set it up where it's not about, okay, let's do this at this moment. And so make it more organic and more natural, and connect with your partner on more of a mental state as opposed to just it being physical.
So you're saying to be, I love the term sapiosexual.
Yeah, for sure. I love that too.
So that you're telling people to connect in their mind. Well, women, I always say to men that women need to be seduced mentally.
Yes.
I mean, men could look at someone and get erect and just go, yeah, I want to have sex with this person. But women, they need to like talk about it and be turned on and somewhat seduced and, you know, to even get into the mood.
Yeah, no, it's very true. It's very true.
So what are some things that you would tell people to talk about, and what are some ways that you would set the scene?
So by talking to your partner, I would say, you know, get to know, you know, tell the person throughout the day, maybe by, you know, a little message, a little note, you know, that you're thinking about them. You appreciate certain things that they have done. You know, maybe they've made you lunch, or, you know, they dropped the kids off to school, or whatever it is. You know, just connect with that person and appreciate them, not just because of the sex that you're hoping to get later, but just for the things that they do regularly. And you may not always tell them regularly, you know?
Okay, good. So show appreciation. That's great. And also they could be
having a sort of a sexy conversation days before.
Yes, for sure. And so by stimulating that conversation and talking, kind of setting that stage, maybe not, over the course of a few days, you can build up that energy and build up that yearning for, something to happen, especially those that have kids or younger kids. And, to find time, it's very difficult. So, you build that whole stage and, get a babysitter and book a hotel room and, set the whole stage with dinner and candles and maybe a bath and just a relaxation, maybe a spa evening and, make it a moment.
Beautiful. Now you have kids.
Yes, I do.
Do you talk to them about sex yet?
Very lightly. We have kind of broached the topic, very lightly around certain things because, obviously they are exposed to it through media. They're exposed to it, just within their own schools with other kids, having like two fathers or two mothers and things like this. So they are curious about things. So yes, I have kind of talked to them about that.
Good. I mean, I always ask that of sex coaches because if we can't talk to our kids about it, then we're perpetrating that same stuff that got done to us.
Yes.
You didn't have anyone to talk to, so I want to hear that you're talking to your kids,
Exactly. And it's very important because, it's important to know, it's important to learn and have an understanding because the younger you can have that understanding, the better you can be as you get older. And,
Yeah. Yeah. The freer you can be, the more, my parents were in total disagreement, so I didn't know which one to trust about it. and so I trusted my father because he wasn't against sex. And then, my mother threw pots and pans at us.
Yeah.
For talking about sex openly. So I want to hear, I always like to hear that sex coaches are really talking about the subject, opening the subject when the children are younger, and normalizing it.
Exactly.
In fact, is what I'm talking about, normalizing the subject of sex so that their children are not subject to the same hang-ups and tension and uptightness that we were subject to.
Yeah, no, it's very important. I really do believe it is important for you to actually have those conversations and let them ask the questions. No matter, kids at most ages prior to being teens, they're very sharp and they, they get things very quickly and they have so many questions, And, don't be afraid, don't be ashamed and don't make them feel that they shouldn't be asking or it's not right to ask these questions, Spend the time to, even if you don't know, get back to them, learn about it yourself. So that you can give them a good, educated, response, as opposed to shutting them up and kind of dismissing what they asked.
Yeah, I mean, I think we should normalize it, and they should learn about it at an early age, as well. Yeah. They may not be able to comprehend everything, so we could do it in stages, but it has to be at least open.
Yeah, so for sure.
I love hearing that. So. Before we go, let's see. How can people get in touch with you? You said you had social media, and you said they could find you, but how can they find you? What do they type in?
So my website is lovedoc.ca. So that's lovedoc.ca. And you can also get me on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook handle is AskLoveDoctor. And also on Twitter, it's Ask Love Doctor.
Oh, that's convenient. That's really great. The thing I didn't know, like when you wrote to me on Twitter, I didn't realize it was you.
Okay.
I had to say, who is this? So my recommendation is that you put your name in there somewhere because it was like we knew each other and you wrote to me on Twitter and I went, who is this? And then it was you. And I was like, oh, Simon, of course. People, you can go to lovedoctor.ca, which is Canada, not lovedoctor.com, CA.
Yep.
And And what are the handles again?
Ask Love Doctor.
Ask Love Doctor. Very good. Very, very good. Okay. Any last minute thing, any last tidbit that we left out that I didn't ask you that you might want to say to people?
No, you know, for me, I live my life by saying love is the answer. You know, that is my tag, and I strongly believe that love is the answer for everything.
Wow. So if you can just get beyond fear, if you can just get beyond anger, if you can just get beyond all those things, then you can get to love. To me, I wouldn't even be angry with you if I didn't love you.
That's true. In some ways, too, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I can't be bothered getting angry at the maitre d' at the restaurant. You know what I mean? I don't want to waste my energy. But if I adore you, there could be something that I could be upset about. And so my love would get shown in a ferocious way. So I don't want people to be scared when you say love is the answer. Love comes in many forms.
Yes, it does. It is true. It is true.
It's great, Simon. Well, thank you so much for being my guest today on Sex and Happiness. I am thrilled to have you, to have had you, and to know about what you're doing. And everyone, we're planning something. Simon and I are planning something for 2018 in Toronto, but I can't talk about that yet. But, you know, I will talk about it when we have the plan in place. So, Simon, thank you. Really, thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for being my guest.
Thank you very much, Laurie. I really appreciate having me on your show.
That's great. Okay, and please tune into Sex and Happiness next time when I will have another amazing expert. Sometimes I know in advance who the experts are going to be, and sometimes I don't. But I know, because people do write to me regularly and tell me how a show affects them or what more they want to know about. And anyone can do that. You can write to me at laurie@butterflyworkshops.com. I know that when they come on this show, they're helping you. They're doing something to fix this mess that we're in, where we're divided mind, body, and spirit. So tune in next time. And thank you for tuning in this time, because without you, I couldn't do this. You are a blessing in my life, listeners. Thank you, thank you. This is Laurie Handler signing off for Sex and Happiness.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Laurie and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Oh.